970-823-9202.
Welcome again to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. Hi, I'm Mike Stewart, your host, and we're here today with pest expert Fred Talley of Faith Pest Control. Faith Pest Control services all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, LJ, Georgia, and pretty much anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. If you have a pest problem, Fred Talley is the man to take care of those problems. And now, here's Fred Talley.
So, we recently received our May issue of the Farmers and Consumers Market Bulletin, which is a publication of the Georgia Department of Agriculture. And there's an article actually on the front page that I found quite intriguing, and that was the presently emerging cicadas. So I thought I'd talk to you guys about that today, as well as share what little bit of knowledge I've gained about cicadas. Since they're not considered to be pests by the standards we operate under in the structural pest control industry, so my knowledge of cicadas is actually pretty limited. Most of the information here, not all of it, but most of it that I'm sharing with you is retrieved from the article in the Georgia Farmers and Consumers Market Bulletin by Jordan Powers, as well as an article by Joyce Lupiani from Fox 5 Atlanta. So this year, periodical cicada brood 13 and brood 19 will emerge in 17 states, an event that has actually not occurred since 1803, which was 221 years ago, and will reportedly not happen again for another 221 years. The state of Georgia will only see one brood, which is brood 19, and that emergence will predominantly be in the west northwest area of the state. During the last emergence in 2011, brood 19 cicadas were verified in 75 of Georgia's counties, so almost half, 47%, so almost half the counties. So according to Nancy Hinkle, and she's a professor quoted in the article in the Market Bulletin, and she is an entomology, a professor in the entomology department at the University of Georgia. Trillions of periodic cicadas are set to emerge from the Georgia soil this month, actually. Actually, it should have occurred about 2 weeks ago. Now, there are annual cicadas, as we will briefly touch on in just a few minutes, and there are periodic cicadas. In Georgia, this current emergence is being called the Great Southern Brood, as Brood 19, Georgia's only 13-year cicada, is the largest periodical cicada brood in North America, covering at least a dozen states in the southeast. These are, since they only occur on a 13-year cycle, they're considered periodical insects or periodic insects. And these have black bodies, their eyes are red, and they have orange tint in their wings, which are translucent. They're harmless. They don't bite. They don't sting. They're not poisonous. And other than very small young trees, they're harmless to plants. Ironically, I find it ironic or unique. Periodical cicadas are unique to the eastern United States. Annual cicadas are pretty common throughout the U.S. And yes, we do have annual cicadas here in Georgia as well. But like I mentioned earlier, the brood was expected to emerge in mid-May, which was about 2 weeks ago. I personally have not seen any. We are in Pickens County, which actually is classified as North Central Georgia. So we may not even see any here this year. For those that don't know much about the life cycle, the periodical cicada brood emerging this month began their life in 2011, when the female laid her eggs. The female cicada will typically lay a range of 200 to 400 eggs in tiny holes that they make in branches of trees and in shrubs, and they'll deposit those eggs under the bark. In about 6 to 10 weeks, after the eggs have been laid, they'll hatch, and the young juveniles or nymphs they'll fall to the ground, burrow underground, and attach to tree roots, because that's where they will acquire their nutrition. So the current emerging brood has been underground for almost 13 years. Researchers do know that the adult lifespan of the emerging cicada is actually measured in weeks, and they will most likely nearly all be dead by the beginning or middle of June. In an effort to avoid predators, the nymphs actually emerge from the ground at night, and they will climb the tree trunks. The skin along their backs has a split, and that split is what allows the adult to emerge. And the byproduct of this is the exoskeleton, which is pretty common for people to find. If you happen to be under a tree that had a cicada population of females that deposited their eggs there 13 years ago, you will think there's hundreds of thousands of cicadas, as their exoskeletons are laying everywhere. The newly emerged adults will spread their wings out, you know, and allow them to dry. And after they're able to fly, after they dry their wings, they're able to fly. By daylight, most of the adults will have flown up into the treetops, and as they begin to warm up by the rising of the sun, the males will begin to sing their mating cadence or whatever to attract the females. After mating, the female deposits her eggs at the end of the tree branches under the flexible bark. As you recall, I said a few minutes ago, she'll bore a tiny hole in the bark. And after that, the adult cicada dies. After a month or so, after the adults have died, the eggs will hatch from under the tree bark and again fall to the ground, burrow into the soil, find a tree root, and begin sucking the sap, waiting another 12 plus years to emerge, starting the cycle all over again. Periodic cicadas are not considered pests, as we said earlier. So normally there's little to no need to control them. Most will be dead in just a few weeks anyway. As always, here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation as well as a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your bug problem at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free. And we'll keep on retreating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with it. Bottom line is, I want you to be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't pay a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, Fred, that's great information. Hey, if you're in the North Georgia Mountains, in Jasper, Blue Ridge, Ellijay, Georgia, or anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains, and you have problems with bugs, just listen to this podcast over and over again and share it with your friends so you'll know what to do. And then, of course, if you're like me and you just don't want to deal with it, call Fred. Fred will take care of you and make sure you get the problem solved. We do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Ella J, Georgia, and anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. You can get this podcast from our website, or you can get it from any of the fine podcast services like Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Even if you just ask your Alexa, hey, play the Faith Pest Control Podcast latest episode, it will start playing and you can listen right there on your speaker devices. So until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.